Bless us, Lord, in this Holy Week, and give us the grace to know your loving presence more intimately. Anointed and blessed, as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 48, God's Mountain. Great is the Lord and highly praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain, fairest of heights, the joy of all the earth.
We ponder, O God, your mercy within your temple. Like your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth.
Your right hand is fully victorious. Mount Zion is glad. The daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we enter more deeply into the mysteries of Holy Week, we're drawn into this idea of the deep love of the Father who would stop at nothing for our redemption. A Father who holds nothing back, that we might live in communion with him. How many of us, though, are trapped in a false understanding of who God is? We live in the lie that the Father's holding something back or that he's holding out on us. If you believe that lie, or maybe are suspicious of his goodness or grasp to take care of yourself because you don't believe the Father has given everything, you're not alone. And you're also not crazy. This idea runs deep in our blood, in our DNA. Because this idea and this lie, the suggestion, is the same thing that was whispered by the enemy back in the garden. The Catechism tells us in paragraph 397, man, tempted by the devil, let his trust in his Creator die in his heart, and abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command. This is what man's first sin consisted of. All subsequent sin would be disobedient toward God and a lack of trust in his goodness. Just as the Israelites looking upon the seraph serpent mounted on a pole was a remedy for their own needs, so too gazing upon Christ crucified mounted on the wood of the cross is a remedy for our needs, is a remedy for our lack of trust in his goodness. Because how could any of us look at that icon of the Father's love, his Son, abandoned to his Father's will, poured out for us, for our salvation as Savior and Redeemer? How could we not be struck by the goodness of God and gazing upon that image? And while the roots of our sin go all the way back to the garden, so too the roots of our redemption. Because just as in the beginning, trust in the Creator died in Adam and Eve's heart and was handed down, so too the remedy for our sinfulness was promised in the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel, the promise of the one who would crush the head of the enemy, the promise of the Redeemer. In the sin of Adam, disobedience, suspicion, and lack of trust seep deep into the world and our DNA. But this is Holy Week. This is the week of recapitulation, that Adam, the first head, would be redeemed by the second Adam, Jesus Christ, promised in the Proto-Evangelium. This is the week where the lie of the scarcity of the Father will be conquered by the truth of his abundance. He gives us his Son. He gives us every good and perfect gift in his Son. And he gives us reason to trust in his goodness. If only we would listen to the sweet song of his love at every moment as he sings over us. Disobedience happens when we stop listening to love. The very word obedience comes from the Latin ab audire, to listen. And if we would listen to love, we could also hear the victory song of the Father, even when it becomes quiet on Good Friday and on Holy Saturday. The song of the Father subsides into a gentle hum, only so that the grand crescendo of Easter will be that much sweeter and a true expression of his abundance. The Father holds nothing back. The Father spares no expense. He pays our ransom with his own Son. And there is nothing scarce about that.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Christ our Savior, your love is poured out in death for our sakes. Hold us in your embrace as we await Easter's dawn. Comfort us with the promise that no power on earth, not even death itself, and separate us from your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day today, prayer family. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.